I wanted to play outside longer, but a big storm came up. Mom called us to come inside before we got wet.
I hope you listened fast and didn't get soaked. And that's not the only call you should be listening to. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach and I am so glad that you're listening today. My uncle loves riding his motorcycle, but recently he told me about the scariest ride he ever took. See, he didn't check the weather first, and an hour into the ride, a huge storm came up. He nearly got blown over by the wind a couple of times. He didn't listen to the warning in his weather app, just like many people today don't listen to the warning in Acts chapter 3, verse 19. It says, "Repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away." And now our story. It's entitled, "Listen to the Call." "Can I go out and play now?" Dylan asked. "Can I go too?" asked Molly, Dylan's younger sister. Mom nodded and the kids took their plates to the sink and then hurried out the door. Dylan went straight for his bike that he had thrown in the middle of the yard when his mom had called them in for dinner. Molly went to the driveway and continued working on her chalk drawing. They were not outside long when they heard the rumbling of thunder, and soon rain started to fall fast and hard. "Molly, Dylan," Mom called, "come inside before you get soaked." Molly knew there was nothing she could do to save her chalk drawing, so she quickly gathered her chalk and ran into the house. Dylan, however, continued to ride his bike in the rain. "Dylan," Mom called again, "it's not safe to be out there when there's lightning. You need to come in right now." Just then, a huge bolt of lightning lit up the sky, followed by a loud clap of thunder. Dylan quickly threw down his bike and ran inside. "Wow, that was scary," Dylan said, water dripping from his clothes. "You should have listened to me the first time I called," said Mom. "Go put on your pajamas and then come to the living room for devotions." This time, Dylan was quick to do what he was told. "I thought tonight we would read about Noah's Ark," Mom said, opening her Bible. "Dylan, when I was watching you out in the storm, it made me think of all those people long ago who ignored the warning that a huge storm was coming. But when God told Noah to build an ark so he and his family could be saved from the flood, Noah listened." "The storm outside isn't going to cause a flood like that, is it?" asked Molly. Mom smiled and shook her head. "No, but the story of Noah's Ark reminds us that God is calling all sinners to come home and be saved from the storm of sin, and we need to listen to his call. We can only be saved by Jesus, who washes away our sin when we turn to him for forgiveness." So what about you? Have you listened to God's call? Have you trusted Jesus to forgive your sins and give you eternal life? He wants you to turn to him and be saved. God loves you so much that he sent Jesus, his only son, to die for you. Don't let anything stop you from listening to his call. Why don't you trust him to save you today? For more information on what it means to be saved, get your parents' permission first. Then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse today is Acts chapter 3, verse 19.
"Repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away."
And here's our key thought for Sunday. Listen to God's call. If you like to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day, then you'll love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio. That's our radio station made just for you, and you can catch me there every single day on Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. There's even interviews with Connie Kendall from Adventures in Odyssey and other kids just like you. Find it all at keysforkids.net today. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.